The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome. Nice to see you all. Nice to share this practice, right, to practice together. And today I wanted to kind of continue with this, what I had started last Thursday, with this exploration of this different definition of, or different phrases for one way that we might do metta. And I'll get to that in a moment, but part of it is also considering maybe a different definition for metta. I'm often using loving kindness or, you know, there's a whole slew, and sometimes I give like a whole string of synonyms and invite you to just choose your favorite word. But getting back to Mr. Obiku, whom I've been looking at a little bit, so kind of how he teaches metta, he writes that if we translate metta as loving kindness, which I'm apt to do, and which I'm apt to kind of think of metta as loving kindness, but he says that it might imply a certain amount of like tenderness, you know, like this word loving kindness might have like some tenderness, or it might imply that we have a desire to have provide for other people, provide some, like to protect them or nurture them or have some type of intimacy with them. And he said, you know, that's not appropriate for everybody. If we have this idea that loving kindness is going to go out to goodwill to all beings, some people, if they knew you were doing that, might react with some suspicion and some fear. So it is true, I will say, that loving kindness in the retreat setting, when you have days, weeks to really develop it, it can just be this beautiful, warm-hearted feeling that goes to all beings and just naturally flows out. But it also can be when that we're in our daily practice, it feels like loving kindness really quickly turns into a certain amount of tenderness or intimacy that might not be appropriate. Or might make other people feel uncomfortable if they knew. So to Mr. Obiku, he really suggests this word goodwill. That is, in my view, it's like more akin to not closing our hearts. It's this idea of maybe being helpful or cooperative or friendly. So it has a little different level of intimacy, different things are suggested, different things are implied or suggested with them. So one advantage of goodwill is that maybe it's easier to do goodwill for the difficult individuals in our lives. Maybe it's easier to do goodwill to have this idea that it's spreading out to more and more beings, to those that we don't know, or even to all beings, to have goodwill, this sense of maybe being cooperative. It's not a high bar, right? But it does have this sense of not having a closed heart or not being mean or inappropriate or something like this. So with this idea with goodwill, then maybe to also kind of change some phrases, and these are the phrases that I used last Thursday for the difficult person, but maybe we could use it, we could practice with it or play, explore with it to be for all categories of individuals. And this phrase, may you or may this person or whomever understand the causes for true happiness and be willing and able to act on those causes. So wishing that the person becomes aware, learns how to show up in the world in a way that's skillful and harmless. I think this is pretty, it's the much easier to wish for even those people that we don't know, and more all categories of people, the difficult people and everyone. So let's practice with that today. Goodwill, having goodwill. So we'll start with a little bit of mindfulness, just again with this recognition and an invitation that if ever loving kindness doesn't feel like it's the right practice, invitation to hang in there and stick with it until it feels like, you know what, this actually isn't helpful. If you're starting to tip into overwhelm or tip into something that just doesn't feel like the right experience for you, you can always come back to mindfulness practice. So taking a meditative posture. Feeling into the sit, what it feels like to be sitting. Feeling the pressure against the body, feeling the energy level of the body, feeling the posture, just tuning into, in general, the bodily experience. There might be some areas of the body that have some tightness, some tension. We can experiment with bringing our awareness to those areas. It might be that with awareness, some warm-hearted, caring awareness, that there's a little softening. It might not be also, but it's always helpful to bring some care, some awareness to those places that are perhaps asking for some attention in some kind of way. And then resting the awareness on the sensations of breathing. Just feeling the inhales and exhales. Feeling the expansion, the contraction, the movement associated with breathing. And then to begin our loving kindness practice. I always think it's a good idea to start where it's easy. So bring into mind a lovable being. An imaginary being, kittens, puppies. Babies, maybe somebody you know, somebody who's in your life, you have an uncomplicated relationship with, maybe somebody that has touched you in some way. I'm connecting with this lovable being. It might be that just bringing them to mind as you experience some softness or delight or warmth, or maybe not. It's perfectly fine, whatever arises. Perhaps visualizing them. I'm going to start with the classical phrases for the lovable being as a way to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, cultivating metta, goodwill. May you be safe.
May you be safe.
May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Allowing ourselves to connect with the warm-heartedness we have for this lovable being, our appreciation, our care, respect. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can expand our loving kindness to include ourselves. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then to expand our loving kindness again. And I am using this word loving kindness. Maybe it's a little bit more goodwill for somebody we don't know. Somebody we don't have a relationship with. Maybe somebody here in the Zoom room, maybe somebody we see in the neighborhood. And we can use this other phrase. You're welcome to stick with the classical phrases, just offering this as an alternative. May you understand the causes for true happiness. And be willing and able to act on those causes. May you understand the causes for true happiness. And be willing and able to act on those causes. Can we wish this for somebody that we don't even know? May you understand the causes for true happiness. And be willing and able to act on those causes. A sense of goodwill. It often takes a little bit more effort or energy to stay with the neutral person, somebody we don't know. To keep them in mind. May you understand the causes for true happiness. And be willing and able to act on those causes. And then to expand our loving kindness for somebody who's challenging in our life. Maybe not the most difficult person, but somebody who's challenging for us. Bringing this person to mind. May you understand the causes for true happiness. And be willing and able to act on those causes. May you understand the causes for true happiness and be willing and able to act on those causes. Appreciating the responsibility they have for their happiness. And sending goodwill, experiencing goodwill. If it doesn't feel helpful to be cultivating goodwill with a difficult person, you can always go to somebody for whom it's a little easier and kind of fill up again, so to speak, with metta. A real invitation to go at your own pace. And then can we extend our metta, our goodwill, to all beings? May all beings understand the causes for true happiness and be willing and able to act on those causes. May all beings understand the causes for true happiness. And be willing and able to act on those causes. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of goodwill rather than loving kindness, which loving kindness might imply too much intimacy, or that might not be, you know, appropriate for everybody. It doesn't have to. It doesn't have to imply that. But goodwill sets the bar a little bit different, rather than this really close feeling that we might have for others. For me, I like to think of the language of not closing one's heart, but goodwill is this, you know, being friendly or helpful or cooperative. Cooperative feels like, okay, that we can, you know, work with, even with perhaps those are difficult. Maybe that's easier. So I'd like to give you an opportunity to talk about this with others. this idea of thinking of metta as goodwill rather than loving kindness. Does that make it a little bit easier for other people, you know, to do it with more, a greater variety of people, those who are difficult, people we don't know, for all beings, all these different ways in which we might be practicing with the metta. So, how about, I'll put you, we could go in for like 14 minutes. And it's helpful to not say all your ideas about goodwill, but maybe just to say one point and then let it go to the next person and they say one point, then it goes to one more person and they go to the other point. And Jerry just put in the chat, is true happiness related to contentment as the greatest wealth? That's something you could talk about in your small group. Okay, what is this true happiness thing that Diana is talking about? I will say that in the Pali Canon, just this word sukha, it's I don't think that there's a different expression for true happiness, but I think Tenisaro Bhikkhu is using this expression true happiness to make sure that people don't get it confused with pleasure. Sometimes happiness and pleasure get conflated. So it's maybe Diana's little riff on that topic. Okay, so, let me see here. Let me do a little bit of rebalancing here. And so you'll be in groups of three or four. And here we go. So welcome back. Does anybody have a comment or a question or something they'd like to share?
Yeah, Diana, we were a lot of psychotherapists in there, and we really veered away from manic depression, which caused us to choose contentment rather than happiness. Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Contentment. You. You're welcome to kind of like personalize these phrases in a way that makes them better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rebecca. Michael, on the phone. Oh, Michael, you just muted yourself. Yeah, there we go.
I had huge mudita because I was in the token men's group. And also, one of the gentlemen shared he was going on retreat for 2 weeks at the holiday season. And so that just warmed my heart. And okay. Deep bows. Channeling the Dharma, Diana.
Thank you, Michael. Very nice. Was there a men's group? Did it end up that it was all men in a group? Yes. So
rare, but yes.
Oh wow! Okay, okay. Yeah, you know Zoom. You know this, right? The Zoom just randomly puts people, and I'm just counting the numbers just to make sure that somebody doesn't end up by themselves or something, but. Okay, well, nice that men had a chance to talk. Yes, Abraham.
Yeah, thanks. I really, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I really liked the distance of this practice because sometimes I'm pulled into the warmth, and that's easy when I'm feeling warm, but there are individuals I don't feel so warm with, and it's easier to just say, may you understand the causes, and it kind of puts the responsibility on them, which is appropriate. It's not appropriate for me to understand their causes. So I like that. I thought it was, it's helpful, and it's, I want to say elegant, but I don't know how it's elegant, but it feels kind of elegant.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of like that word elegant, right? It's goodwill. Right, yeah. It's not, and it allows us to not be have any sense of hypocrisy. Like maybe we can really wish this with some.
Yeah. And that's mudita.
Or metta. Or maybe a little bit of karuna. Some equanimity thrown in there too, right? Some upekka. Okay. Oh, yes, Kathleen.
Very quickly, just occurred to me, maybe people would be open to renaming the group instead of loving kindness. You know, the metta, it's metta, the happy hour for metta, which is what I always do. And I appreciate your offering this different translation. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it too. Thank you, Kathleen. You know, when I'll just say that when Nikki and I first started this, we weren't sure that people would know these Pali words. But I think more and more, you know, the time we've been doing this, and now we've been doing it for a number of years, I just think it's becoming more and more clear. But so Dave says, sorry, I wasn't prepared for the breakout. I was actually looking for the YouTube link. Yeah, so YouTube happens when Nikki's teaching, and that's usually Monday, Wednesday, Friday. When I'm teaching, it's just Zoom. And so Nikki does both Zoom and YouTube. So. Okay, great. So it's 2 minutes after the hour, and appreciate practicing with you all. And if you like, we can unmute and say goodbye. So bye-bye, and thank
bye,
you.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you all.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye,
guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Neil.
Bye, Barbara. Oh, she left. Oh, well, you tell her bye next time, please.
Okay. Okay, that's nice, Abraham. Your voice carries. Good night.